Praise your name. Well, Saints, you'll notice within your order of service there is a sermon note sheet. And you will see at the top we are starting a new series. And the new sermon series, the theme is, Why Me, Why Now? Amen. That's the series. Today I'm going to be focusing on with us today when losses come into our lives. And then next Sunday, Pastor Kelly will be focusing in on, I didn't expect this to happen to me. Pastor Rick will follow with, how long are you willing to persevere? And I'll be wrapping it up with, sold out completely. Amen and amen. When losses come into our lives. Praise your name, Lord God. Well, Saints, let's just join our hearts as we look to the Lord this Lord's Day. Thank you, Lord God. We just give you praise, and we do acknowledge that life is not always easy. We often face losses in life which seem to be unsurmountable. We sometimes feel that our backs are against the wall, so to speak, and we wonder where our help will come from. Well, today, as we look at your word, Lord God, help us to see that our help comes from you. You who created the heavens and the earth. You who are with us every moment of every day. Help us, oh God, to look to you and to also recognize the vast resources that are ours in you, Lord Jesus, and the victory that we are assured in you. And we give you thanks and praise ahead of time. And all God's saints join together to say, Amen and amen. Praise God, saints. In an instant, life can change. It only takes an instant. You're cruising along through your day. Maybe you're heading to church. Maybe you're attending a youth rally. Maybe you're just doing your same pattern that you do every day. Maybe you might even be a little bit bored with the routine that's in your life. And in an instant, everybody say an instant, your world is turned upside down. In an instant, you would give the world for the boredom that you knew before. You would pay a great price to just have back the predictable moments that you had before your loss. Take, for instance, the tragedy that just took place day before yesterday when that earthquake hit Japan, and then that monster tsunami came, and all of the loss of life, and the death toll continues to rise. We have no idea how many lost their lives, and just the homes, the property, it was just catastrophic. The plane dealer was saying yesterday and on CNN and NBC that there were more than 123 aftershocks after that. And nearly 8,000 stronger with the, it was 8.9. That's what they registered at. And that was 8,000 stronger than the devastation last month in New Zealand. You remember that? Okay. And it was just tragic. Concerns are also mounting over radiation leaks. They're very concerned. They're using seawater now to try to keep it cool so that there won't be a meltdown. They need our prayers, the body of Christ throughout the world. We need to pray for the body of Christ there, that the Lord will just use the church and that Jesus would be lifted up and people would see how much that Jesus loves them, and that there would just be a renewal over there. And we just ask the Lord, show us how we can make a difference to help them to restore from this terrible tragedy. Well, saints, loss is embedded in the process of living, all right? It's a part of our lives. Loss happens to everyone, and loss is inevitable. There is no such thing as a constant gain in our lives because there are times that we are all going to have to deal with loss, and it's not easy. So we're going to look at today how to handle the losses that we experience throughout our lives. Now, for those of us who took Laverne Mason's Grief class, Laverne taught us that grief is the pain that we experience when there is a loss in our lives. And it's not just the loss of a loved one, but it can be the loss of anything that is important to us. And I have jotted down some that she had shared with us: loss of independence, you could lose your mobility, your self-image for some reason, a loss of a job or a career, it could be a loss of dreams, it could be a loss of hope or energy or a relationship, it could be a loss of a pet. Well, saints, despite our wish to live in the security of abundance and perfect health, we're going to go through a series of gains and losses as we continue to live our lives. Amen. We're going to have ups and downs. Amen. And learning to accept both ups and downs, gains and losses, is a sign of wellness. It's a sign of maturity. It's a sign of wisdom. Now, saints, losses can be catastrophic, such as we experienced with Japan this past week. But it could also be the death of a spouse. It could be the death of a parent, a child, a close friend. Or they can be minimal losses that we experience every day, such as losing a favorite house plant, all right? Or it could be something as small as finding your first dent in your new car. I mean, it's like, oh man, there it is. There's the first one. I know several years ago, I had sat down to look at the plane dealer, and I was like, I wonder when they decided to reduce the size of the print on this. And then I went and looked at a magazine, I'm like, wonder when they decided to reduce the size of the print on this. And then I realized, you know, my eyesight is changing. And this was a minimal, because I was able to go to Mark's and I got 99-cent glasses in every room, every purse, every car. All right, so that one was easy. That one was easy. Amen. So, but you know a little bit about that. It can be something as small as hearing, because when you start asking, what did you say? What did you say? It's when people sound like they're mumbling all the time. So I'm noticing I'm starting to say that too. What did you just say? So we have these losses, you know, these daily losses. So obviously we usually accept the minor losses quite well. But the major losses, they can rule our lives for years, saints, with feelings of helplessness and confusion and just an overwhelming sadness. And if our losses are not handled adaptively, they can drain us, saints. They can drain us of our energy. They can drain and interfere with our ability to fully live in the present. Now, if we're not able to deal with our losses and then let them go, we can spend the rest of our lives under the spell of old issues, under the spell of old past relationships, always living in the past and failing to connect with the experiences in the present. Well, saints, there's many reasons why we may find it difficult to deal with our losses. And for one thing, we live in a society that does not support us in handling loss or have rituals for us for loss. In our society, we focus on gaining all the time, you know, just for the future, just gaining. And there's little social support for grieving and letting go. And indeed, we often avoid those who are suffering loss. We say, oh, I don't know what to say. I'll just stay away. But that's when they need our support the most. On a more personal level, we may have difficulty coping with loss because we never gained the tools to know how to deal with loss. And we may find it difficult to shoulder loss in our lives. And when we experience a series of losses, saints, without resolving each of them as they come along, it may be difficult to yet handle another loss. Well, such was the case for me this past Christmas season. Many of you know that we lost our dog, Hope, toward the end of the summer last year, and that was difficult, and I go through these grieving processes with my pets. And there was a dog in the neighborhood. She was homeless, and I always really, really liked her a lot. She respected Hope. Hope was a little old senior citizen, and she always respected her. You know, I was just like, this is just the smartest dog. In our cul-de-sac, different ones in the neighborhood, we looked after her, we all fed her. Gloria and I, on the corner, we really invested in, her name was Cinnamon. Gloria named her, and so her name was Cinnamon, because that was her color. And so I really loved her. And then after Hope passed, and she could tell Hope was gone, so she started coming a little bit closer. She had been abused, so she was really terrified of people. But I was able to keep talking to her, and I gained her trust. I got where she would even eat out of my hand. And I just loved that dog. I loved it. She was smart. She had a litter of puppies, and we were excited. But it was getting winter time, and so Gloria and I was putting cloths in this little doghouse we had in our little cul-de-sac. And the babies, we didn't see how many were in there, but we were taking good care of her so she would take good care of them, and she was a good mom. So then Christmas, we left to go visit and be with Samantha for a few days. And when we came back, I didn't see Cinnamon. And I'm like, this is funny. She usually comes, you know, looking for me. I'm like, so I waited a day or two and still didn't see Cinnamon. So then I just went over to Gloria's house and knocked. I said, Gloria, I haven't seen Cinnamon. Where is she? And she says, oh, you don't know? I said, no, we just got back. She says, well, the neighbor down there, he called the dog pond, and they came and got Cinnamon. And he didn't even tell them that there were puppies in the doghouse. They took her away. I got the number he called. I called and said, there's still puppies in there. 3 days later, they came back and got the puppies. They were like 8 of them in there. They were all healthy. It's like she had done such a good job. They lived 3 days without her, and they still were doing good. That's how well she took care of them. And I was just broken. I was so upset. I'm like, oh my goodness, I love this dog so much. And I felt like she was my dog, you know, even though a couple of us, Reverend Gwen, she would help feed her too. And I was so upset. It was like, I don't know, I guess different losses had piled up on each other. And so I came in the house, and I sat at the table, and I told Shamika and Keon that Cinnamon was gone. And I was crying, and so they both were trying to comfort me and like, oh, because they each had their own experience with Cinnamon, and I think Keon had the most funny, and he will tell you about that if you ask him, him and Cinnamon's relationship. But it really was a big loss for me. And so I was so upset, and I had I just didn't know what to do. I was so upset. So I had went shopping for the Sisters in the Lord and for the deacons for cards. And so I saw a card on that day, and I said, this card really fits where I am. Now, I'm going to ask Karen to put it on the screen for me. And this is a place where I didn't want to stay long, and I don't want you to stay long there if you ever find yourself where it's a deep loss in your life. But it was a picture of this pretty cat, and she says, if I snap, it will not be pretty. It will not be pretty. And that's how I felt. If I'm just lost, I was just so upset. So I said, well, you know, I took it home, and I said, I'm going to just set this somewhere on my desk or somewhere. But then when I got it home, I said, well, this really isn't the place where I want to stay. I don't like being in this place. And I know that I can be in a better place even in my loss. Amen. So even when we have sudden loss in our lives, and we need to prepare for them because they're coming, we know that even though those of us who follow God faithfully, that we're not immune to losses in our lives. Amen. But we can find a way to intersect our faith with the losses in our lives. Amen. It's because of our faith. Everybody say our faith. It's because of our testimony. Say our testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you, Ellen. That there should be something different in our lives. Amen. Something different in the way we look and the way we walk as we face our losses and challenges in our lives, as opposed to as how the world does it. Amen. So the world is out there snapping, but we don't have to do that in Jesus Christ. So how can we survive a sudden loss in our life, regardless of what type of loss? Well, saints, grief is the emotional experience. Amen. And we fear. That's a big thing that rises up inside of us. And for the most part, all we know is that we are just hurting on the inside. And we're kind of afraid of that pain, that it's going to really overwhelm us. That pain may destroy us or just keep us where we can't go forward. And we tend to try to avoid grief. And yet avoiding it causes more suffering. So grief in this complex pain, it's just a complex thing. And it lasts longer than we think. And it really is more painful than we think. So in our notes, I have put that grief is normal. Everybody say that. Grief is normal. We're not taught about grief, and for the most part, we don't know much about it until we're faced with it. But grief is the normal process, and grief is necessary. Grief is not a sign of weakness, saints, and crying is not a sign of weakness. All right, it is a sign that we care. And it can just help us know that grief is normal. As a matter of fact, there was one study done that maybe, why do women as a whole live longer than men as a whole? And they were thinking it's because we cry. And it's a good thing to cry because we can let things just pile up, you know, and it ends up hurting us. But crying is one way of release, and God gave it to us to help us to be healthy. Amen. But moving on, you'll notice in your sermon notes, we've got to realize that there's five stages that we must work through. Amen. And those stages, I have just printed them there. Those who study grief have learned that there is a grief. It has a pattern. First, we're numb, and then we're in denial, and then we start blaming, then we get angry. And then finally, we can work our way to the stage of acceptance. But in order to do that, we have to name our loss. Whatever, whoever it is, we have to name it. And grief is, it's the pain we feel when there is loss. So naming the losses, identifying them, saints, helps us understand and helps us to anchor the loss in our consciousness so we can work through it. Hallelujah. All right. Well, saints, our lives in Jesus Christ are meant to be extraordinary. How many know that? Meaningful and just oh my goodness, incredible and purposeful, but never, never trouble-free. All right. Just tell your neighbor, never trouble-free. Never, never. Jesus said, in this world, you shall experience trials and tribulations. All right. All right, God allows losses in our lives so others can see a life that is connected to Jesus, amen, and how we will be able to confront those problems in a very different way from a life that is disconnected from Jesus. Jesus makes a difference. And saints, we also are empowered by the Holy Spirit. Praise your name. And the Holy Spirit gives us the ability to be able to respond to hardship like people from the kingdom of heaven. That's who we are. We are kingdom folks. Amen. And we don't have to respond like people who are rebelling against God, people who have abandoned God, people who are unaware of God, people who are unrepentant before God. We don't have to respond like they do. When we think God is not involved in our circumstance, then we respond with blame. We respond with defensiveness and anger and shame and hatred and pride and fear and self-centeredness. Anybody can do that. Anybody not connected to Jesus. Jesus makes the difference. Jesus will have none of that. And so Jesus pushes us to a choice. Jesus says to us, saints, do you trust that I am involved in this loss in your life, in this circumstance, or not? Do you trust that I am involved? So think about that. That's what Jesus asks us. Now, looking at our sermon note sheet, I have there three things that we must, as real and biblical, amen, as God has for us. So can you imagine the torment that Job was going through? I mean, he was just really going through. I want us to read Job 1:20. He's really going through. Let's read that. At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." All right. All right, now, can you imagine the torment that he's going through? Now, if we say yes, I think most of us are wrong, because most of us can't say we lost everything. Maybe a few of us, but he lost everything. He lost his livestock. He lost his servants. He lost his family. He lost his children. He lost everything that made him wealthy. I mean, he lost everything that fulfilled him in his life. It was gone, everything. Similar to those who have survived the catastrophic event of last week in Japan. Now, that happened to Job. And what was his response, saints? Scripture says he fell down and worshiped God. He tore his robe and shaved his head as a symbol of his complete hurt, his complete agony. But Scripture says he still worshiped God. And I couldn't imagine how hard that must have been. But saints, no matter what happens to us, no matter how difficult a situation is, no matter what the loss, like Job, we must never stop praising God. High five somebody near you and say, never stop praising God. Never stop praising God. For you see, saints, God sees the big picture, hallelujah. God is large and God is in charge, amen. We cannot know the mind of God. We can only see little snapshots in our lives here on earth. So we must trust God. We must not be devoured by bitterness and anger. We can't be focusing or placing the blame for the situation. We must keep our faith in God, amen. And as soon as it's humanly possible, draw ourselves into a place of honest, transparent, raw worship of our loving Heavenly God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Well, saints, I was able the next week to find a card that reflected where I allowed myself to be drawn into. And I don't know if you could see it, but it's a little kitty, not in a corset, but she's in a teacup. And she's feeling so content in her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you can see that, that's where we have to get to as humanly as soon as we possibly can. We must keep our faith in God. We must draw ourselves into the place of honest, transparent worship. Amen. And so that's what he wasn't saying, "Oh God, just make it all right, bring all of my kids back, restore." He wasn't saying all of this. No, Job was acknowledging that God was truly in control, saints. God gave and God took away. And for Job, that's the way it was. So saints, we too, when we experience losses, we need to pray. Everybody say, got to pray to make it today. Got to pray to make it today. And it's okay if we don't know what to say. You know, sometimes we're hurting so badly, we don't even have the words to know what to say. And so we sing this song here, "Say the Name of Jesus," when you don't know what to say, when you don't know how to pray. Just say Jesus' name. Scripture tells us, just moan. Has anybody just went on and moaned? And the Holy Spirit will take that moan and will interpret it. And will heal as you moan. He will interpret that for us. So just moan. Just say the name of Jesus. And that's okay, because Jesus is right there with us, saints. And we just thank you that you are that shield. You are the lifter of our heads. When our heads are so heavy we can't lift them ourselves, Jesus does that for us. And the Spirit intercedes on our behalf. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Saints, for most people, our first reaction to loss can be withdrawal, amen. But at times of sudden loss, I want to encourage each and all of us today, don't cut off your communication with God. Just keep on talking to God. Keep on praising God, amen. Keep on loving God in faith. Well, secondly, we must what? Amen. We must maintain our complete trust in God. Let's read Job 1:22 together. In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. Praise God. Job struggled with his loss. He struggled with his pain and suffering. But Scripture says he never lost his trust in God. He never lashed out against God. He didn't shake his fist. He was humble. And if we do shake our fists, we do get angry, God can handle that too. Amen. He held tightly to his faith. And that ain't easy to do sometimes. Amen. Amen. When we experience loss, and we experience burnout, we want somebody to blame. We want to just scream or just go somewhere and kick a wall or something. I saw the cartoon that the dad came home. He was so upset, and he was yelling at the mom. Then the mom went and yelled at the kids. Then the kid went and yelled at the dog. Then the dog went and barked at the cat. Then the cat went and meowed at the mouse, and the mouse just went over and kicked the wall. Amen. That's how we feel sometimes. Amen. Amen. And if things are truly bad enough, saints, Satan will get into our ear, and Satan will start whispering, you know, if God was really there, God would have never let that happen. If God really loved you, God wouldn't have let that loss take place in your life. Well, saints, we have to, in the name of Jesus, just shut out, say, Satan, get behind me. Just practice. Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. Amen. And we must hang on to our faithfulness to God. Hallelujah. Just turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, just keep trusting in God. Just no matter what, just keep trusting in God. Keep trusting in God. Amen. Now, we see thirdly, let's read that together. We must wait upon the Lord. Amen. All right, so let's read Job 14:14-15. If someone dies, will they live again? All the days of my hard service, I will wait for my renewal to come. You will call and I will answer you. You will long for the creation your hands have made. Amen. Saints, we got to wait upon the Lord. Amen. Oh, we see if we're caught into one of life's sudden losses, first thing we need to do is just wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God has not left you. Just tell your neighbor, God has not left you. God is still in control. God is able to accomplish what concerns you. Now, you might not be able to see or understand what's going on in your life, but God does. God is in control, saints. And it may be bad right now. Some of us might be really in a tough spot right now. And you might think, oh, it's so bad. Life is over. It's so bad. I just can't even see how I'm going to make it. But saints, there is hope, praise God. There is joy, amen. There is peace, and there is victory in Jesus Christ. High five somebody and say victory in Jesus. That's what we've got. We've got victory in Jesus. Now, I don't understand all of life's sudden losses. Oh, it's really, life is a challenge. But I know one thing, Jesus will never leave us. Jesus promised he will never forsake us. No matter how bad things, no matter what loss we've experienced, Jesus will still be with us. Amen. In fact, Jesus loves us so much, saints, that he was willing to take that suffering upon himself. Amen. He was willing to die that cruel death on the cross that he didn't deserve, but that you and I deserve because of our sins. But he took that cruel death so that we wouldn't have to experience it. Amen. We wouldn't have to experience separation from God. And so Jesus loved us that much that he did that for us. Well, saints, today you may feel forsaken. You may feel forgotten. You may feel this or that you can't make it through. But you are going to make it through, because in our times of loss, God picks us up, amen, and God holds us close. Praise your name, Lord God. Has anybody experienced that? Can you say amen to that? That you have experienced God picking you up wherever you were and holding you close. Well, saints, if you are facing a great trial in your life right now, if you're facing losses in your life, I want you to just lift up your head. All right, and then turn to a neighbor and tell your neighbor, lift up your head, neighbor. Just lift up your head. Lift up your head, because Jesus is on the way. Amen. Now high five somebody. Say, Jesus is on the way. Lift up your head, because Jesus is on the way. Don't allow Satan to destroy your victory, because he wants to. He wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy your testimony. He wants to destroy your victory. Don't allow Satan to whisper to you and to convince you all is lost. You might as well just give up. Just don't listen. Just say, get behind me, Satan. And then, because Satan is a liar. He is a liar, scripture says. And so don't even listen to his lying voice. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then open the word of God and read the promises just for you and for me. And then lift up your head and know that Jesus is on the way and redemption is closer than you think. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. And saints, it won't be long until this world and all of its troubles are going to be left behind. Woo! And one day we're going to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords face to face. One day, scripture says, we're going to be like him. And we're going to see him as he is in heaven. And what a wonderful day that's going to be. Amen. A wonderful day of rejoicing when our Jesus we will see. And we will just be able to worship and look upon his face and behold his grace. But, everybody say, but until then. Until then, you got to let your heart keep on singing. Hallelujah. You got to keep on praising the Lord. You got to keep on pressing on, praising on, and praying on. Saints, oh, I have made a decision. Until that day, I'm going to carry on. Just tell your neighbor, carry on, neighbor. Just carry on. Carry on. Until that day when we behold the Savior with our own eyes. Hallelujah. We're going to put our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ, and he has promised not to fail us. So I want to say to us, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Now I want us to read that last verse in our sermon notes together. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. Let's read it together. 40 verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah, saints. Put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, and he'll let your spirit soar, amen, above this world. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus will lift your spirit on eagle's wings, and that you will fly and soar, and that you will be strengthened for the journey ahead. Hallelujah. Oh, only by patiently waiting, placing your wholehearted trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, totally just giving yourself to him, will you be able to have your strength renewed. Would you just high-five somebody near you and say, no matter what, neighbor, no matter what, keep your eyes on Jesus and keep on pressing on, praying on, and praising on. Oh, praise your name, Lord God. And let's just give the Lord a praise offering this day for all that God has done, for all of God's love that is ever and always toward we, God's people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you today. Let us pray, saints. Oh, gracious God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for your love that is always and ever towards us. Oh, God, in the midst of our losses, in the midst of our trials and tribulations, there you are. You told us we were going to experience them. You experienced them. You knew what it was to lose, even in relationships, when Judas betrayed you. And then when you stood in the garden there, and scripture says they all fled. No one stayed with you. So you know what it is to lose And Lord, we thank you that you loved us so much, that you suffered and died, Lord, and rose again, that we might have life and that we wouldn't have to have separation from God. Help us to see that our help comes from you, Lord God, who made both the heavens and the earth. Help us to recognize the vast resources that are ours in Jesus Christ, and to recognize the victory that we are assured. Victory is ours. Victory today is ours. And we give you thanks and praise ahead of time. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus, and all God's saints join together to say, amen and amen.